Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you will go friggin' nuts. Speaking of friggin' nuts, I just wanted to read out a quick article here before I go to my lovely guest. Government eyes ban on abusers procreating, which is a convoluted way of saying if you hurt your kids, the state is going to come in and steal them from you and give them to the pedophile network known as Protective Child Services in various countries, and they'll be passed around a whole bunch of evil pedophiles who are like the police, the judges, and the nurses, and all of that kind of stuff. Your kids will be passed around like a bag of Oreos to protect them from your abuse. As the real parent, okay? That's basically what they're saying here. And it's what happens every single time. I mean, you have a look at the eugenics courts in the early 1900s of the United States. Yes, eugenics was practiced in the United States. The American Eugenics Society was founded and then turned themselves into Planned Parenthood because eugenics got a real bad name after everybody saw these Nazis kind of killing off people who they thought they were racially impure. And it's precisely the same kind of agenda that's going on now. And the Paula Bennett, the social development sinister, says that, oh, these people are very, very bad for the economy, these bad children. Ew. We can't be bothered actually lifting them out of poverty, which is the real cause of their problem. So instead, we're going to sterilize them. She actually said she wants to sterilize people who are on the dole. Basically, if you are receiving a government handout of any kind, this is what she wants. You will be sterilized so that you can't have any dependent children. That is sick. And the whole public of New Zealand just went, oh my God, really angry with it. And so what does Paula Bennett do? Just like every single other sociopath, she says, well, actually, I don't want to do that, and instead just goes, I just want to make sure that I can steal children instead. You know, I'm perfectly happy with that, everybody. But she's going to make sure, damn sure, mark my words, that you will be sterilized if you have any kids. Okay? That's the end game, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be fracking naive about it. That's why these people say it and then go back on it, because I know that people aren't capable of accepting it yet. You give it another 5 years of progressive eugenics legislation that gradually erode away the parents' rights and things like that, then everybody will be more than happy to accept sterilization regimes.